Season 5, Episode 63. As we are finishing up the month of April, I just also kind of give everybody the heads up also, as we go into your midweek bonus episode, I guess the fine folks at Spotify for podcasters are making changes on how we are able to record the podcasts. Basically, they're no longer going to allow me to record it from my phone like I normally do, especially when I'm trying to, you know, converse with my insane Florida nephew. So they're adding a new element called Riverside to they're basically outsourcing the ability to record on your mobile device. They're not going to support it anymore. So the jury is still out as to whether or not I'm going to continue with Spotify for podcasters or find another platform like Podbean. So there could be, if we decide to switch platforms, there could be maybe an interruption in the distribution on certain other platforms like iHeartRadio or Apple or other places, depending on how things get redistributed with a new platform. Nevertheless, the show will go on, because what would happen if we didn't have anything to satisfy our stupid fix? All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed, because we've all done something stupid. St. Eric Lane, and welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get 5-star stupidity for you. So give it a 5-star rating, and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. Well, if you pull some dumb stunts, you're going to make this podcast for sure. And you know, high school kids have been pulling stupid stunts forever. The key, see, is not to be charged with a crime. Like one 17-year-old student at the Baker High School in New York who got himself arrested for a stupid stunt that he recently pulled. He sent out a fax posing as the school principal, announcing he would be resigning. Okay. Well, he was caught after police realized that, he put his own cell number on the cover sheet of the fax. So he was discovered, mainly because this guy didn't know exactly how faxes worked. He created fake school email accounts and used them to send the fax. He also used the accounts to try to get another student in trouble and get private information about yet another student. Both of these efforts, by the way, were unsuccessful. Instead, he ended up getting charged with 2 counts of criminal impersonation and maybe a good life lesson at the same time. And then there's the 45-year-old Nebraska substitute teacher who didn't do anything on a fax machine, but was caught naked in a car with a teenage student who then tried to flee, but then crashed and ran off from the scene in his Fruit of the Looms. Aaron Ward was found in the buff with a 17-year-old male student from the Omaha High School where she taught. Police caught up with the married sub after receiving a call about a suspicious car parked down a dead end around about 3 o'clock in the morning. The deputies found 2 in the back seat before the panicked teen scrambled to the front seat and took off driving. About 2 blocks later, he wrecked the car and then took off, running into the night. The teacher stayed at the scene, dressing in the back seat of the car, and allegedly fessed up to having sex with the boy. He was found later that night hiding in a yard, wearing only his underwear and a T-shirt. The car that they were found in actually belonged to Ward and her spouse. KLKN reported that she had an ID from the Omaha Public Schools with her and admitted to substituting at various schools, including Burke High School, where the boy was later identified as a student there. And she was charged with felony sexual abuse by a school employee. Apparently the kid didn't get a passing grade either, although he made a few passes. At gender reveal parties, you know, they're getting more and more creative with each passing year, and I'll tell you, some of them are pretty good. But one couple's wrestling-themed reveal, that's like as in WWE reveal party, had the internet in a chokehold, you might say. A man recently organized a staged wrestling match as the main event for his pregnant sister's gender reveal party. This fight, you see, pitted two very mismatched fighters against one another. We have this big burly man wearing pink trunks and a pink beard versus a little man with dwarfism wearing a blue wrestling singlet. Now, if the big man in pink won, that meant the baby's gender was female. But if the little man in blue pulled off an upset, that meant the baby's gender was male. And this fight was every WWE fan's dream. There were ladders and tables and steel chairs involved in the brawl. The gender reveal party fight also included some over-the-top theatrics that wrestling fans know and love. After the bigger man appeared to have had victory at hand, the little man smashed a prop bottle on the opponent's head, and the man in blue seemingly then rose from the dead like the Undertaker, performed an epic flip, and won the match. That's one spectacular way to find out that you're having a son. The couple also seemed to be having a blast during the event, which went pretty much more smoothly than David Ortiz's recent gender reveal party. But nevertheless, that was might have been a little stupid for some people, but it was pretty innovation, pretty innovative, yeah, definitely. Speaking of innovations, over the past 10 years, you know, we've gone from having no idea who is showing up at our doorstep to being alerted that somebody is walking up, seeing who they are and what they're carrying, and even scolding them if they're rough with a delivery. Well, the next innovation in doorbell cameras is devices that are armed to shoot if someone is coming onto your property. Oh, okay. Well, there's apparently a Kickstarter that's on the way for a device called Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target with ultra-high precision. An intruder, a kid who is toilet papering your house, or a neighbor's pet. It's a smart device with facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you're watching on the app, or it can be automated. What could possibly go wrong? Right? Well, get this. It doesn't just shoot paintball pellets. It can also be loaded with cartridges that unleash tear gas. Yeah, seriously. Paintball Cam Eve is from a startup out of Slovenia. There's no word as to how much it'll cost or what the upkeep fees would be or to keep it loaded. Well, here's a commercial that they created on the Kickstarter campaign.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
Of course, there's another cost. The lawsuit that you're about to be hit with if Paint Cam Eve shoots somebody in the eye or accidentally fires at an innocent visitor, child, or pet. Yeah. Well, you can go to paintcam.eu if you want to check out more details. And yes, it is real. So be careful next time you go trick-or-treating. Well, if you've ever or never tried meditating because you just can't sit still that long, I think this might be a bit easier. A team at Berkeley published a study on a simple exercise that can make you happier. And it only takes 20 seconds a day. But you have to make it a habit. Or don't try it if you're driving, because you'll need to have your eyes closed. And you'll need both hands. Basically, you're giving yourself a 20-second hug with intent. That's right. Here's what to do. First, close your eyes and think of a recent mistake or a failure or something that's been bothering you. Then consider how thinking about it makes you feel. Number two, bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach, like you're giving yourself a hug. Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved. And third, think, how can I be a friend to myself at this moment? Then take a few seconds, and when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. Now, people that did this for a full month consistently felt less stressed about their life and happier in general. But the key is doing it every single day. Now, it didn't do much when people only did it occasionally, you know, here, there, and everywhere. But look, I say, why stop with a hug? I stay not just happy myself, but I'm practically elated because I give myself a hug and a good rub down after the hug. And I end it with some good, healthy groping. Oh, 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 oh. Okay. Well, when you were a kid, did you ever play that prank where you ordered a pizza and had it sent to someone's house? I remember in college, we used to do this all the time. We'd order pizza over the weekend, and the person who had gone home for the weekend, well, obviously, they weren't in their dorm room. So what to do with those multiple boxes of empty pizza containers, right? We stuffed them under the door. So when this guy comes back from his weekend, there's like 6 or 7 pizza boxes in his room. Well, that's kind of our little prank. But this is how you can take this pizza buying prank to the extreme. There's this guy in Canada named Justin Rybicki. He's being harassed by endless pizza deliveries. It's been happening for the past 6 months, and he can't get it to stop. Now, at first, they were coming from a place called Pizza 73. The orders are using not only his address, but also his email and his phone number. And they are not being charged to his card, but the delivery drivers do get upset when he says he didn't make the order and he sends the pizzas back. He reported the pizza deliveries to the police from the start because he was spooked by how the scammer was using his personal information in orders. He thought maybe he'd been somehow hacked. Well, the police told him to change his number, so he did. Well, that didn't stop the deliveries. And they don't just go to his home, they also show up at his work. Here's Justin and a police officer just talking about this bizarre prank.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rybicki, cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call and it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
So we called Pizza 73 and told him, do not accept any orders under his name. Well, then the scammer switched to Domino's. If that sounds like dedication, well, it is. The scammer is also using technology to manipulate the phone number so to make it look like Justin is, in fact, making the call. Justin doesn't know who would do this. He says it can't be a disgruntled ex because he's never dated anyone. He also adds, either someone hates the pizza places or they're just getting revenge on me or something. I have no clue. It sounds like there's probably been around 12 orders over the past 6 months involving more than $1,000 worth of pizza. Justin says he hopes that this isn't going to waste and that they're actually giving it to people in need. But the police are investigating, and since Justin still doesn't know why or how he's being targeted, he's ramping up the security on his computer. Look, if you want to prank me with pizza, please, you know, leave me a message on the podcast and I will give you my personal information and you can send me all the pizza you want. I will gladly take it. Just keep the pineapple off of it, okay? Well, a 41-year-old New Hampshire man is facing several charges after police in Salem said that he shot a gun in the breakdown lane of I-93 and drove while under the influence. Richard Cruz Rodriguez of Manchester was charged with reckless conduct, felonious use of a firearm, and driving under the influence. Police say they were called to I-93 North in Salem after witnesses reported that some guy was shooting a firearm in the breakdown lane. According to the court documents, Rodriguez told officers he was traveling back to Manchester from Massachusetts General Hospital and he ran out of gas. He said he tried calling people for help, but nobody was responding. Here's some of the audio from the police scanners while dealing with Richard Cruz Rodriguez.
With a handgun on the side of the road, shooting into the ground, to the grassy area.
Northbound at .6, right-hand side, males outside the vehicle, wearing flannel shirt and jeans.
Now, Rodriguez told police he fired his gun twice to get someone's attention and to get help, according to court documents. He also told police he didn't aim the gun toward any cars. A probable cause hearing is now scheduled, and that investigation is ongoing. Well, let me just say, that's probably not the best way to get someone's attention. It would be successful, but not the best way. There's a furious customer, though, that has slammed a Walmart bakery after realizing the staff made a disastrous frosting fail on their birthday cake. Peyton Chimak from Bartlett, Illinois, took to TikTok to air her grievances about a personalized birthday cake she requested from the chain. The now 22-year-old began by sharing a snapshot of her inspo pic. It featured a vanilla-frosted sweet treat topped with a scroll of black piped lettering. She then showcased the cake that she had actually received, and the end result was indeed shocking. Peyton, you see, shared the original image alongside a caption that read, quote, "My inspo pic. I ask for the writing to be small, cursive, and in the middle of the cake." But she got quite the shock when she opened the box to see the finished product. Her cake had similar frosting, but the piped letters quite literally read, and I quote, "Aries baby," in parentheses, "small cursive, middle of cake," end quote. Peyton's overlaid text simply said, "Walmart, WTF is this?" Now, elaborating further in the caption, she writes, quote, "When I tell you that my mouth dropped when I got in the car and opened up the cake, they did not write the instructions on the cake." After her insight was quickly flooded with comments from equally stunned viewers, following that widespread furor, Peyton posted a follow-up slideshow in response to one commenter asking, "I'm just wondering if you went back 'cause, you know." The content creator then posted snapshots of herself holding a new cake with updated frosting that read, "Aries baby." Peyton captioned the post, "It still wasn't small or in cursive, but she did the best she could." Look, when you're hiring people that don't even have a high school diploma, well. And then there's the 33-year-old union president for Tampa Firefighters who invoked his official position while appealing for officers to let him go after St. Petersburg police caught him in the act as he relieved himself in a downtown parking garage. The body cam footage shows Nicholas Nick Stucco standing near the wall with his zipper still open and his belt unbuckled. He was handcuffed and led outside to the street, which was thronging with Saturday night revelers. Stucco says, "So you're going to put me in this machine?" as he was escorted to the police van. He then suggested that he was important enough that officers should reconsider. Stucco says to the arresting officer, "Do you know who I am?" The officer said, "Nope." Stucco did not elaborate, but about 20 seconds later, he added, "I would never do that to y'all," and soon added, "I work with you guys." Well, Stucco was taken to the Pinellas County Jail in a police van, charged with one count of disorderly intoxication, a misdemeanor. He was clearly intoxicated at the time, according to the police incident report. Officers noted his slurred speech, his bloodshot eyes, and the smell of alcohol wafting from him as he staggered. And 10 days later, the charge against him was dropped, according to the Pinellas County Circuit Court records. Now, it's not clear what changed in the case that led to the dropped charge. Stucco was suspended from his position as the city fire inspector. Tampa Fire Rescue confirmed to the Tampa Bay Times. He continues to be the president of the local 754 fire the local 754 union, representing some 750 city firefighters. Now, Stocko said in a written statement, "I believe the arrest was unwarranted and expressed that belief to the arresting officers." He added he reported the arrest to the Tampa officials and retained legal counsel to contest the charge. He was not in uniform or on duty at the time of arrest. He says, "I have not been accorded any of my due process rights and apparently will not be permitted to return to work until I meet their special requirements being imposed. I am convinced that the city's heavily-handed treatment is meant to punish me for my union advocacy." No, they're punishing you because you tinkled in the parking garage. By the way, Stucco is a familiar face at Tampa's old City Hall, often pushing elected officials for firehouse renovations and higher pay and expanded resources so the department can keep pace with the city's population growth. He continues to receive his annual fire inspection salary, according to the city spokesperson, and the length of the suspension is dependent on the investigation of the incident, according to the spokesperson. So a firefighter gets intoxicated. That's kind of like getting mad at a bird for flying, you know? I mean, he shouldn't have peed in the in public, though. I mean, if he wants to do that, he just needs to move to New York City immediately. So, well, maybe you have not seen this, but maybe you should. Bark Air. That's a new service that vows to revolutionize flying for dogs. The airline, launched by the BarkBox subscription service, will offer a more fun and humane option for dogs traveling with their humans without having to be shoved into the cargo hold or a duffel bag. Bark Air flights on Gulfstream G5 or similar jets that will start with limited itineraries and a hefty price tag. The legs will originate from New York's Westchester County Airport and fly to either Los Angeles for $6,000 one way or London. That's $8,000 one way. Each passenger pup gets a pass to bring one adult human companion along for the ride for free, with additional human passes available for purchase. Dogs will receive treats and an optional dog anxiety jacket to keep them calm and noise-canceling ear coverings. The flight preparations include pheromones, music, and colors designed to soothe nervous pooches. All sizes and breeds are permitted on board, and they can sit on laps, seats, beds, or wherever they're most comfortable. And all the dogs said, "Roar, roar, roar!" Hey! I'm open to talking about anything, but love talking about surviving in the stupidity that's always around us. And if you're insane enough to ask, I'm insane enough to reply. I'd love to hear from you either by leaving a voice message or a written message. And you can even do that at podcast.insaneericlane.com. Leave any comment you have from a podcast or even if a question you have. I'll be happy to address either one. Your questions or comments might even be played and or even talked about in a future podcast episode. And if you or someone you know would like to join in on a podcast, you're more than welcome to participate. You can download the Spotify for Podcasters app on your phone, and you can do that just as simple as a phone call. Or I can even send you a link that you can actually participate from the website. You can download the app to your favorite app store and add that podcast to your favorites. You can also email me with comments, questions, requests at shoutout@insaneericlane.com. And of course, should you certainly subscribe to the podcast if you listen on Apple, iHeart, Breaker, Google, Verbo, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you're listening to. Don't forget to follow me also on Facebook and X. Just look up the handle @InsaneEricLane. Thank you.
Now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
The infamous white Ford Bronco carrying O.J. Simpson in a low-speed chase across Los Angeles after the murders of his ex-wife and her friend may finally be up for sale. And it's truly the perfect gift to pick up for your partner in crime. The owners of the vehicle hope to get at least $1.5 million, which is usually what Ford owners have to spend on repairs. Scientists have concluded that mysterious oversized bones came from colossal sea monsters, which is way more interesting than the oversized bones most people watch on Pornhub. A Swedish company has launched a new app which lets its users earn money by reporting wrongly parked cars, which means every D-bag driving a BMW is in big, big trouble. Swedes can now make money off people who don't follow parking rules in the community. Meanwhile, here in America, though, we just deliver vigilante justice by keying their car. The talk has come to an end, as CBS has said that the daytime talk show has been picked up for the 15th and final season. It will wrap up its run at the end of the year, which means the talk will now just refer to that awkward conversation that you have with your teenager. People are sad that this particular daytime talk show is ending, mainly because they were hoping it would be The View. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were spotted making out during Coachella's ultra-exclusive Neon Carnival after party. And they were getting so frisky that an NFL ref popped up and flagged them both for illegal use of the hands. According to a fan video, the A-list couple couldn't stop sharing smooches while sitting in a secluded area at the event hosted by Patron El Alto. And with the PDA that was going on between these two, it isn't the tequila that makes you want to hurl. An Illinois woman filed a class action lawsuit against Target, accusing the retail giant of collecting and storing her biometric data, including face and fingerprint scans, without her consent. And now husbands across the country are hoping that this is enough to keep their wives out of Target. A recent survey finds that 32% of Americans say they learned nothing at all about finances in school, but that's because we were all too busy learning the important things, like how to play the recorder and how to use Roman numerals. A pilot and his dog miraculously survived after their small plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean off of California and were able to swim to shore. And now the pilot swears that this is the last time he'll fly a small plane designed by Boeing. And you know this pooch had to be so annoyed, yeah, because he was forced to go from doggy style to doggy paddle. Bridgerton star Jonathan Bailey is in early talks to join the cast of Jurassic World 4, but some feel another movie is unnecessary because the last one was like the cast members of The View, a bloated mess with no purpose. The film will reportedly be a reboot, not a direct sequel to Jurassic World Dominion. In this one, the actors will be dealing with modern-day dinosaurs, so they'll be joining the Biden administration. Reality TV dynamo Kim Kardashian posed in her new Skims Swim Summer 2024 line in images shared to social media. And shockingly, the skimpy swimsuit is on her body, not on the floor. In a new interview, ex-PGA Tour star Mark Lai suggested that Tiger Woods' alleged PED use was known in the sport. Now, everybody knew Tiger was rock hard, but I had no clue that was referring to his muscle mass. I mean, Tiger has always been a major gym rat, so the possibility of using steroids is on the table, but nothing has been on Tiger's table more than IHOP waitresses. President Biden called for women to be paid whatever they deserve as a debate raged online about salaries in the WNBA after Caitlin Clark was selected number one overall in the draft. But I'm just surprised that Joe didn't think Caitlin Clark was a candy bar. Joe needs to be careful, though, when talking about being paid what someone deserves, because in his case, he'd owe money. Louisiana GOP Senator John Kennedy defended his fellow lawmaker, claiming that House Speaker Mike Johnson, quote, pisses excellence, as opposed to President Biden, who only does that in his adult diapers. A new survey of 3,000 homeowners in the U.S. and renters found that nearly half said they are struggling and making sacrifices in order to make their monthly housing payments. And the other 51% are fine because they just picked up the new tent at Walmart. Yeah, I mean, whether you're paying a mortgage with a horrendous interest rate or shelling out sky-high rent payments, it's awful out there right now, which makes me kind of wonder if millennials living in their parents' basement have been on to something this whole time. A national survey of 2,000 Americans, evenly split by generation, reveals that 43% of respondents don't know what a 401k is. Yeah, they were incredibly surprised when they found out a 401k isn't a really long race. An elusive rodent, considered to be a sensitive species, has been spotted on a West Virginia trail in the Allegheny Mountains. It was witnessed doing what everyone from West Virginia does, marrying its cousin. The trail cameras captured this 17-inch-long rodent, known as the Allegheny Wood Rat. But in New York City, residents were not impressed because, well, they got bigger rats living in their apartment buildings. The 79-year-old Michael Douglas jokes that his 54-year-old wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, has to bribe their kids with lavish vacations so that they can spend time together. Even then, it's tough because young adults don't want to hit up the resort buffet for dinner at 4 p.m., and you definitely don't want to run into Michael at the hotel gym locker room because at his age, he'll be that dude walking around buck naked. A new report says Bill Belichick is nowhere close to landing any head coaching jobs in the offseason. Things are looking so dire for Bill that he'd have to actually consider coaching for the Jets if they'd make him an offer. He was essentially voted off the island, an Atlanta Falcons source told ESPN. And, you know, Bill's a rich guy with celebrity status, so I can only assume this person is meaning Epstein Island. President Biden twice implied that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea after his plane crashed during World War II. Luckily, Joe doesn't have to worry about cannibals because they'd never touch a vegetable. However, military records show that his uncle's aircraft plunged into the Pacific. Joe really put his foot in his mouth, but then said that his foot was actually in a cannibal's mouth. A new poll found that 9% of young Americans think the U.S. is heading in the right direction. 9%. And these results are kind of shocking because nobody can believe the number is that high. Despite thinking the country is headed in the wrong direction, more than half of young voters still indicate that they would vote for President Biden. But look, you can't blame them for bad decision-making because these are the same people still taking out student loans. And a snake on a bullet train recently caused a rare railway delay in Japan. But luckily, Samuel L. Jackson showed up and eliminated all the snakes on a train. Yeah, the Japanese should probably consider themselves lucky because although this is scary, Americans have it way worse with freaks on trains whipping out their trouser snakes. Justin Bieber was photographed stepping out in a very low-slung Balenciaga sweatpants and a hoodie while grabbing lunch. The outfit can only be compared to Justin's tattoos, you know, ugly and very hard to look at for more than a few seconds. The Peaches singer teamed his outfit with a $2,470 pair of Louis Vuitton footprint low boots. Justin might think that these expensive shoes are number one, but after walking the streets of California, they'll just be covered in number two. Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan's on-off romance was reignited as the pair were seen holding hands in Miami during a day at the beach. In the photo show, Larsa as NBA players have never seen her before. With clothes on. Looks like these two are getting down and dirty again. And just like when Marcus's dad, Michael, played, there's probably more than a few loose ball fouls. Former NFL running back O.J. Simpson was cremated in Las Vegas following his death at the age of 76. And Raider Nation was loving it because this is the only time they got to see a Buffalo Bill player get lit up. Of course, people were confused when an overly animated lawyer showed up and started yelling, "If he can't fit into urn, then you must not burn." And according to a new report, legal sales of marijuana and marijuana products like edibles reached an estimated $30 billion in 2022, which would probably explain why fish concerts are constantly sold out. That total is more than Americans spend on chocolate, which was $20 billion in. By the way, that's a lot more than what they spend on vegetables, which might have been a few thousand bucks. And a new survey finds that the average New Yorker eats 111 bagels each year, which is pretty impressive because that means they somehow consume more carbs than every host on The View. The San Francisco Museum of Modern Art has unveiled a fancy new cannabis bong collection, and it truly represents the city because if you live there, you need to be high as a kite. U.S. aircraft manufacturer Boeing plans to enter the flying car business in Asia by the year 2030. And now a Boeing rep says that they plan to blow the doors off the competition. Now, the concept of flying cars is cool, but it's likely to crash and burn, so it's more like a Boeing aircraft in that way. And internet fans believe Taylor Swift might have referenced her upcoming cameo in Deadpool and Wolverine on her latest album, The Tortured Poets Department. Yeah, she'll be playing a villain who sucks the soul out of ex-boyfriends. And actress Melissa McCarthy defended Meghan Markle against haters, stating that she's actually wonderful and awesome. And now the man wearing the royal crown in England thinks Melissa must be drinking too much Crown Royal whiskey. Yeah, something tells me that King Charles doesn't necessarily agree with Melissa's assessment, but look, who can blame him after Meghan removed Harry's testicles faster than a veterinarian? Jim Harbaugh kept his promise and got a Michigan tattoo in honor of their national championship season, which makes him the rare person with tattoos and a high-paying job. And the 79-year-old Michael Douglas defended President Biden seeking a second term in office, waving aside concerns many voters have about the president's age. And Michael said this with a straight face, which proves that he really is a good actor. Douglas even said that Joe is, and I quote, sharp as a tack. Yeah, a tic-tac. A new study finds that unstable blood pressure readings could be a warning sign for dementia, which means the president's blood pressure must be through the roof. And an animal rescue group in Connecticut says a pair of drunk vultures were recently treated with fluids and a big breakfast before being released. So I guess I'm assuming they did what most drunks do. You know, drank cheap coffee and ate a grand slam at Denny's. Actually, the birds had reportedly been dumpster diving and ended up eating something that was fermented enough to cause some severe intoxication. Yeah, they got hammered on garbage, which is kind of what happens when a human drinks too much Bud Light. A beefy confrontational seagull has been terrorizing workers in Liverpool City Center trying to steal food, with one resident claiming the gull was as big as her dog. It's a big bird, but look, the woke people of England are asking that we refer to it as a plus-size bird. This seagull is universally hated by everyone in England, so much so that everyone now has decided to name it Megan. Funko has released a new Draco Malfoy pop, depicting his encounter with Buckbeak from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. They're super cool. They look awesome in parents' basements around the country. And Melinda French Gates is sparking some engagement rumors after she was photographed wearing a big, massive diamond ring. She'll likely have a fancy destination wedding, but unlike her ex-husband Bill Gates, it won't be a big party on Epstein Island. Yeah, she's been romantically linked to former Fox reporter John Dupree since November of 2022, and dating somebody from Fox News makes Bill melt down faster than his operating system. Bill really blew it with Melinda. I mean, he had a great thing, but then he threw it out the windows. And finally, Cardi B wowed as she took to Instagram to share a jaw-dropping carousel of photos of her posing in a very sexy schoolgirl ensemble. And this outfit makes total sense because there's no way she ever made it past the 10th grade. The rapper switched up her signature look as she put on a tight green top that showed off her bazoom. Most people post their dogs to social media, but Cardi is always showing off her sweater puppies. Kong, ki-chong, Kong, Kong, ki-chong,
Kong. Get up close and personal with My Stupid World by interacting with the podcast through Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World's Telegram channel. I post the actual articles used in the podcast episodes every weekend from the week's collection of stupidity. When you join the channel, you'll get to read the actual stories, see the actual photos, or watch the actual videos from the stupidity that is talked about in each episode. And you can even make comments about what you read or seen, even comments with your suggestions or opinions about what I've talked about. You can even share the links to some of the stupid stories that you've encountered. Visit t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane to see a preview of the channel and download Telegram Messenger, the app to your smartphone. It's also available in desktop versions as well, and it's supported on Windows, Linux, Apple, and Android platforms. Telegram is a secure messaging app that's gaining in popularity. You can learn more by visiting telegram.org.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or something.
And now this week's Genius Award.
And this week's Genius Awards goes to a 32-year-old Florida man who is behind bars now after allegedly striking his 62-year-old roommate in the head with a wad of pizza dough. According to investigators, Joseph Tresillet was making pizza when he got into a confrontation with Elvis Singleton in the St. Petersburg home they share. While preparing the Italian delicacy, Tresillet told the cop Singleton started making sounds like coughing in a way that was to irritate him. Tresillet also reported hearing voices telling him how to make the pizza. Perturbed, Tresillet threw a piece of dough on the floor and then threw it again at the victim, striking Singleton in the noggin as he was seated at the dining room table with his back to Tresillet. Police reported that there was no visible bruising to Singleton as a result of the dough strike. Tresillet reportedly admitted to tossing the dough because Singleton was making coughing sounds that he did not like. He was arrested for misdemeanor battery and booked in the county jail, where he's now locked up in lieu of $1,150 bond. Tresillet will also be charged with criminal mischief for allegedly breaking a piece of furniture in Singleton's room. A judge ordered Tresillet to have no contact with Singleton and barred him from returning to the pair's apartment. So this has got to be the most damage caused by pizza. Well, at least since the last time somebody actually ate Little Caesars, that is. But the guy's locked up in lieu of a $1,150 bond. That's a lot of dough. And then there's this. A 34-year-old Indiana woman is facing a narcotics charge after she called 911 to report purchasing an inferior batch of meth and say she wanted to file charges against the drug dealer. As alleged in the probable cause affidavit, Sarah Harris twice made open line calls to the police emergency number, which prompted an officer to visit her residence to ensure that everyone was okay. During a conversation with the police captain, Harris declared that her meth was not what it was supposed to be. She explained that the drug left her feeling as if she was going to have a heart attack. Harris said she had snorted a line of the meth and felt something different when it touched her skin and nostrils. Well, Harris noted that she and a friend had smoked a bowl of normal meth before she subsequently obtained the meth that led to her call to 911 earlier this year, apparently believing that the local sheriff operated a better illegal business bureau. Harris requested that the drug be tested. Harris also declared that she wanted to turn the person in who provided her the meth. While speaking with the police at her home in the city of Bedford, Harris made the mistake of handing over the meth that had so vexed her. The contents of that small baggie, which carried a red pig design, later field-tested positive for methamphetamine. As a result of Harris's providing the narcotics evidence, a criminal information charging her with meth possession was filed. Yeah, she was upset by the poor quality of her meth, so hopefully she finds a better deal in prison. I mean, reporting bad meth to the cops might not be the smartest move. I mean, if that wasn't obvious to her before, let's say it's crystal clear now. Or how about this? Police in Fishers, Idaho, arrested a driver who went faster than 100 miles per hour while standing on the seat of a motorcycle. Dashcam video posted on X shows a motorcyclist driving around semis and other passenger vehicles on a three-lane road. The biker swerved throughout one lane and allegedly reached 104 miles an hour while standing on the seat. FPD reported that the motorcyclist was ultimately stopped and arrested for reckless driving. Police identified the driver as Cody Brown. He was taken to the Hamilton County Jail. Now, law enforcement there reported officers first spotted Brown on I-69 southbound near mile marker 207 at approximately 9:20 in the morning. So far, no additional information on that incident has been made available. So this man really had a death wish, but it's kind of hard to blame him because he lives in Idaho. Standing on a motorcycle is incredibly dangerous. It's kind of like riding your bike next to a senior citizen in an Oldsmobile. And what about this? A 39-year-old West Palm Beach, Florida man, Lazaro Rodriguez, was arrested for being in possession of illegal horse meat. Detectives executed a search warrant of Rodriguez's home, which is located on Orange Grove Boulevard, for a separate investigation regarding recovering stolen property and documents related to the property and domain control. That's when an investigator found the meat in different parts of the home. Reports by the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office state that in the home of Rodriguez, there were cuts of frozen meat in the sink and in the freezer of the kitchen, and in the laundry room contained a sink, refrigerator, freezer, and deep freezer that also contained various bags of cuts of meat. One of the bags recovered had written on it, Cabello, which translates to horse in Spanish. Also on the frozen package was a picture of a heart symbol. Now, officers were questioning Rodriguez and asked him to identify all the bags of meat, and he stated that each bag either contained pork, fish, chicken, beef, and or empanadas covered in banana leaves. Lazaro Rodriguez gave the officers permission to take the container of suspicious meat, which was submitted into evidence, and a sample given to a USDA investigator. The meat later tested positive for equine meat. After those findings, PBSO made contact with Rodriguez and charged him with possession of horse meat. This sounds absolutely disgusting. Somehow even more unappetizing than the, quote, meat that they serve at Jack in the Box. Eating horse is just a horrible thing to do. Why couldn't this creep just gamble on them like the rest of us? And you got to check this one out. Before a 21-year-old Memphis, Tennessee woman could board a United Airlines flight, Memphis International Airport police found 56 pounds of marijuana in her luggage. The woman was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intention to manufacture, deliver, or sell. This charge is a felony offense that carries harsh penalties, the law office of Bernie McAvoy says. According to the Shelby County jail records, the woman is now free after posting a $5,000 bond. Memphis Airport police caught the woman after finding her luggage busted open on a United Airlines bag cart, according to WMC-TV. The woman's name tag was attached to the bags, the Memphis-based TV station said. After locating the woman's luggage, she gave airport police permission to search her bags, according to WMC-TV. One of the drugs that were found, she subsequently was then arrested. USA Today contacted the Memphis International Airport and was told that the department is working to provide a police report. So that's a ton of wacky tobacco. I mean, that's enough to last Snoop Dogg or Willie Nelson through an entire weekend. She was trying to join a different kind of mile-high club, apparently. And you'll never believe this. A Walton County, Florida couple is facing felony charges after allegedly attempting to claim a $1 million lottery prize. Kira Ender and her boyfriend, Dakota Jones, were arrested after trying to pass off an altered $50 ticket as a real $1 million winner at a Florida lottery office in Pensacola. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons detailed the case in an interview. He said they could crudely take two tickets and put them together and pretend as if they were a $1 million winner, he said. The mismatched words on the back of the ticket and differing serial numbers were immediate red flags to lottery officials. Further investigations reveal that neither original tickets won any prizes. The arrest warrant stated Enderiz signed an affidavit stating the ticket was real, acknowledging the penalties of perjury if caught lying. Enderiz and Jones were inconsistent with their stories of how they came to possess the ticket, leading to more suspicion by police. Look, if you're going to try to claim $1 million, you've got to do a better job than this. You're not a lottery winner. You're a criminal, says Simmons. The couple's attempt to follow up on the prize a week later led investigators discussing the matter with him in person, which quickly unraveled their scheme. So they attempted to present a, quote, winning ticket. Yeah, but just like them, in reality, the ticket was a total loser. These two clowns tried to pass off something totally phony as real. So I guess they're just like a Kardashian girl posing an unaltered selfie. Okay, one more. One man is lucky that he wasn't seriously injured or killed after crashing his vehicle in Rosslyn, British Columbia, while reaching for a piece of fried chicken. A frontline officer with the Trail and Greater District RCMP responded to reports of a single vehicle crash on Highway 3 near the Nancy Green Junction in Rosslyn just before 3 in the afternoon. When the officer got to the scene, he quickly located the smashed vehicle and the man who was behind the wheel. Sergeant Mike Wykentwich says his vehicle had sustained serious front-end damage after colliding with a concrete barricade and needed to be towed from the scene. Now, the man allegedly confessed to the officer that he was reaching for a piece of fried chicken just before he smashed into the barrier. Wykentwich says this bite of chicken could have been deadly. Distracted driving is one of the leading causes of fatal incidents on our highways in BC. Please stay focused on driving and leave the chicken dinner at home. To make matters worse for the driver, he was also handed a $598 ticket after the officer who attended the accident discovered that his vehicle insurance had also expired. According to ICBC, distracted driving is a contributing factor in 38% of all police-reported crashes in the province. This wouldn't be the first time fried chicken killed someone. I mean, after all, people eat KFC every day. Can't blame the guy, though, for taking his eyes off the road. I mean, we've all done the same for some nice breasts and thighs. Hey, why don't you help spread the stupidity, okay? Share this podcast with some unfortunate person. Or better yet, subscribe to it if you haven't done so. Or you can even rate and review the podcast. This is five-star stupidity. It deserves a five-star rating. When you rate and review the podcast, it always helps it to show up prominently in searches because folks are out there searching for stupidity. And if you're streaming the podcast and you happen to be in poor cell coverage or Wi-Fi coverage, just download every episode to the podcast player you're using. And I recommend Podcast Addict for optimum performance. It's the number one Android podcast player. It's free. They have two types of paid versions as well. And besides this particular episode, there's always the weekend episode where Pancho Guerrero, my insane Florida nephew, joins in with his witty commentary to anything stupid. Pancho also answers your questions with his sage wisdom. You can ask Pancho about anything. You can even test your skill against Pancho during our weekly Insane Game Show. After we get both episodes published at the end of the week, then I will put out links to the stories that our podcast was based on using Telegram Messenger. Now, if you have Telegram Messenger, you can join Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World channel. There you can check out all those links and pictures and videos. You can even make comments about them and share them with your friends, even interact with the podcast as well. Preview the channel and get a link to download Telegram Messenger at t.me/insaneericlane. That's just the letter t.me/insaneericlane. It's free. It's available in desktop or mobile versions for Windows, Linux, Android, or Apple platforms. And of course, please follow me on social media. Just look for the handle at Insane Eric Lane on Facebook or X. Or better yet, visit my website at insaneericlane.com. And finally, ponder this for a minute. A synonym for dad bod is father figure.
Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World is produced with the support from EnvisionWise, LLC, and AmeriCountry.com, from Wise Brother Media, Universal Comedy at the United Stations Radio Network, SheetHappens.com, Good Parts Media, and Mr. Laughs.
Theme music from Randy Stonehill. It's a Great Big Stupid World, copyright 1992 Stonehillian Music, Word Music, Twitch and Vibes Music, and is available anywhere you've purchased music.
Thanks for making it to the end of Insane Eric Lane's Stupid World. Please be sure to seek therapy to ensure you still have your wits with you. And if this has inspired you to try your hand at making a podcast, you can do it absolutely free with Spotify for Podcasters. The editing and music library are at your fingertips with Spotify for Podcasters. Download the app from your favorite app store.